Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when I was in school, you know, we got a lot of psychology training and behavioral health training and pharmacology training. And so one thing I had learned in the 90s, and I was kind of confused by, is doctors were saying, look, if somebody goes on an antidepressant, they could be on it for about 6 months to a year, and then go off of it, and their depression will be gone. I'm like, that makes no sense. Because if you're using those medications because they have a hormone deficiency, then wouldn't that hormone deficiency come right back? But I justified that theory as working because maybe some people are depressed because of a reactive depression, or because, you know, they had a death in the family, or they had a breakup, and so it's a very short-term problem. So I came to realize by the time I graduated and then in my practice that you had a few different types of depression, and there were different things causing depression depending on, you know, your particular situation. And so if you had a more reactive, acute issue, an event that caused you to be depressed, your long-term prognosis is going to be probably much better than if you have no event at all whatsoever, and there's just something that challenges you, like your serotonin levels or your dopamine levels, etc. And so a study came out which kind of shocked a lot of people, but it really didn't shock us in the medical community because, you know, they said that they looked at women, middle-aged women, and they found that 56% of them returned to their depression about a year after they stopped their antidepressants. And so it just kind of highlighted that relapse is common. This is published in the New England Journal of Medicine. And they enrolled 478 patients in four cities in England, most of them middle-aged white women. They were all taking like selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors like Prozac, Zoloft, Lexapro. And half were randomly assigned to gradual discontinuation. Others made no medicine changes. And they found that 56% who discontinued the medication relapsed during the study. And so others didn't. I mean, a good number didn't, but still the majority did. So when people ask, can I stop my antidepressants, the question I always first have is, why were you put on them? And they said, well, you know what, I was going through a divorce. Now, mind you, I mean, a divorce can plague you for years, but if you're in a new relationship, if you've already moved on from the fighting, if the settlements are done, the agreements are done, and you feel like you could move on, you know, yeah, that, you know, maybe what you needed temporarily doesn't necessarily need to be something you're on. But if you have, you know, if you're like, I don't even know when it started, I just don't laugh at movies, I just don't feel anymore, I just don't really seem to care, I don't, well, then that could be more chemical, more biological. And so we check your thyroid, just in case that has to be replaced. We look at other medications. We look at other hobbies you do, like marijuana, alcohol. Those are things that could suppress your mood. We look at your exercise. We look at your diet. And then, of course, your thinking. We'll suggest some cognitive therapy such that, you know, when you look at something, are you looking at the glasses half empty or the glasses half full? You know, you're dealing with a medical issue. That medical issue is plaguing you, you know, but, you know, are you blessed in that this isn't what you're dealing with and this is what other people are dealing with? You know, I mean, there's a whole variety of different things that we could, try. I really don't know if I would really recommend that, because when somebody's really depressed, then they get more depressed. Then they feel guilty about being depressed. But for those of you who think that, look, your need for the antidepressant was very temporary, it was just because of an event, and a finite event, then I never suggest stopping the medication quickly. Because the way the serotonin selective reuptake inhibitors work is they selectively inhibit the reuptake of the neurotransmitter. And so if, let's say, your serotonin is being shot out and the receptors are blocking, it then stays in your system a little longer. Now, your body might compensate and make more receptors. But so if you have all this blockage of these receptors because you've had to now up the medication from, let's say, 25 to 50 to 100 if you're taking Zoloft or whatever, then all of a sudden you remove it. Now you have all these receptors and you could get a really big plunge in your serotonin levels. So what I always recommend is, depending on how long you've been on it, you really want to have a slow wean. So let's say you're on 50 milligrams of Zoloft, sertraline, all right? I would, for that week that you're taking 50, one day do 25. So then you're doing 6 days 50, one day 25. Then the next week, you do 5 days of 50, 2 days 25. Week after that, 4 days 50, 3 days 25 spread out. Until by week 7, you're now on 25 milligrams a day. Then I suggest, all right, then one day you drop it, or you'll cut it in half to 12.5, however slow you think you need it. Then the next week, 2 days, cut back on the dose. Technically, I've seen a lot of people by 14 weeks be able to completely wean off and be fine. And it's slow enough where you don't have that reactive depression. Many people will feel fine for a couple weeks and then all of a sudden they crash if they stop too quickly. Some people will crash after 3 days. So I like a slower wean. That's only if, you know, your depression was a short-term issue and that has gotten resolved. Sometimes, though, people, they just are in a funk. They just don't have the ability to, you know, have that giggly hormone or, you know, have that serotonin. Those are people that probably will need these medications that help boost your serotonin. It doesn't inject serotonin. You're not swallowing serotonin, but it helps maintain your serotonin levels. And by the way, there's other medications out there that, you know, help with your norepinephrine and dopamine and things like that. So, you know, to recap, it all depends on why you started the depression and also what other things you're able to do in terms of exercise, therapy, diet, because it's a whole package. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so they're thinking what might have happened with this pipeline is that an anchor dropped. I'm sorry, not pipeline, this oil spill. And they believe that maybe an anchor dropped on the pipeline. Now, you guys probably know more about oil rigs, you know, than I do. But we are seeing beaches closed, dead fish, a possible environmental catastrophe, as 126,000 gallons have been estimated to have leaked. I believe they controlled it a day and a half ago. But there's a 13-square-mile slick right now in California. And birds, fish are washing up dead. Mayor says Huntington Beach could close for months. About 3,000 barrels of oil have now spilled into the Pacific Ocean. They're still investigating what the hell could have happened, but California is now bracing for an environmental catastrophe. They say more than 3,000 barrels of heavy crude have spilled into the Pacific Ocean between Huntington Beach and Newport Beach, which, by the way, is just exquisite. It's one of my favorite areas, and the beaches are amazing. So dead birds and fish have been washing up now along Orange County's famous beaches covered in sludge since the breach in the pipeline was reported on Saturday. So engineers believe that the leak is from a broken underwater pipe connected to the Ellie offshore rig. They are yet to confirm whether it has been stopped. Now, I thought the CEO yesterday said it was stopped. So the CEO, yes, yeah, I mean, isn't it like 17 miles down below the surface? Anyway, Huntington Beach Mayor Kim Carr said last night, in a year that has been filled with incredibly challenging issues, this oil spill constitutes one of the most devastating situations that our community has dealt with in decades. Carr added that city officials have still not confirmed that the spill has been capped. The mayor said, we are doing everything in our power to protect the health and safety of our residents, our visitors, and our natural habitats. In the coming days and weeks, we challenge the responsible parties to do everything possible to rectify this. Now, yesterday we reported that the CEO said it stopped. But then I think maybe what happened is that got overturned. In fact, the article has now been Martin Wilshire announced that the divers have examined more than a mile of the compromised conduit, and they honed in on one area of significant interest. So interestingly, it was reported that it had stopped. Now, I guess, it could still be going on. Wilshire oversees, not like Wilshire Boulevard, Wilshire, who oversees operations of Houston-based oil company Amplify Energy Group, said Sunday that its company's 17.5-mile underwater pipeline. Oh, I get it. It's not 17.5 miles below the surface. It's 17.5 miles long. I was going to say, gosh, yeah, how the heck do you get that low? All right. Anyway, it sprung a leak and has been suctioned at both ends. The company operates the pipeline Beta Offshore, a Long Beach-based offshoot of Amplify, has been cited 72 times for safety and environmental violations since 1980. Wilshire says the company is investigating the spill and that divers were at a potential source site of the leak, asserting the pipeline. Now, the pipeline was built in the late 70s and early 80s, and they say it has been meticulously maintained. So the beaches in the community are nicknamed Surf City. Surf City is supposedly going to remain closed for months. Now, I know they're coming into now the colder fall winter season, but still not a good time because that's when a lot of animals get to kind of roam and do their thing. So the coast is a huge habitat right now for threatened and endangered species. They have humpback whales, a small wading bird called the snowy plover, and they say the Coast Guard has recovered 3,100 gallons right now of oil from the water, has deployed 5,300 feet of skimmers to try to collect the oil, floating barriers known as booms to stop further incursion into the wetlands and the Bolsa Chica Ecological Reserve. Bull sounds like purse, Chica's girl, so maybe a little girl purse. I'm not sure why Bolsa Chica, where that comes from. But so you guys are seeing like these white sort of like hose-like things. They're doing it to kind of wall off the oil. The oil is coming up to the surface, and so they believe they can, you know. But, you know, sadly, you could see seagulls on a coast that's completely blackened, and the seagulls are looking around like, what the heck is this? And so it's not a pretty sight, and you see a lot of wildlife circulating the area trying to find eats, but they can't eat, obviously, dead fish from oil. So currently there's about 105 Coast Guard workers deployed to conduct a shore ride response. 14 Coast Guard boats led oil recovery operations on Sunday. 3 Coast Guard boats enforced a safety zone off 1,000 yards around oil spill boats. And then 4 aircrafts were dispatched for overflight assessments. So we'll keep you posted. It's not good. We're going to see fisheries affected. The director of California Department of Fish and Wildlife has declared a fishery closure for coastal areas affected by the oil spill. The oil will likely continue to approach the Orange County coast, including Newport Beach to the south, over the next few days. So people are pretty ticked. In fact, there's going to now be a lot of debate on pipelines and the safety of it and how this happened. And sadly, environmental disasters and with these oil leaks and, you know, that we've dealt with in the past, these are things that continue to plague us. And so some of the other issues that I guess the company had, according to Daily Mail, is they've had about 72 different, safety and environmental violations. Beta Operating Company was cited about 125 times since 1980. Now, mind you, that's 40 years. And if somebody comes in and says, okay, look, guys, you know, I want to make sure your fire extinguisher is, you know, moved over here, make sure this door is unlocked because this is a fire exit. I mean, those are violations, obviously, but that might be added to the mix. The company, though, was fined a total of $85,000 for three separate incidents. So that means some of the citations were big. Two were from 2014, when a worker who was not wearing proper protective equipment was shocked with 98,000 volts of electricity. Okay, now that's not good. And a separate incident where crude oil was released through a boom where a safety device had been improperly bypassed. So, you know, makes me wonder, what kind of citations did the Wuhan Institute of Virology Lab have, which is where we're thinking COVID came from? You know, companies need to have oversight. There needs to be inspection. But sadly, if somebody's not looking or doing things right, things can happen. We talked about that boy in a Texas water park that died of a Nigeria Fowleri amoeba infection. And they said of the 3 days he visited, 2 days did not have a logging of the chlorine levels of the water. So these safety inspections and these safety rules are not recommendations, okay? They're a code, and these codes are enforceable. So, you know, I'm not sure what happened, and accidents happen. I get accidents happen. For me, with what happened with COVID, I'm sorry, you know, China's had multiple leaks of SARS-CoV-2 in their past. So I'm thinking either they just have some real, I guess, inexperienced people running these labs, or something else could have happened. But I really fear that as we have a labor shortage, as we have people that really don't care about getting fired, you know, we might not have all the checks and balances appropriately done. You know, I'm noticing a huge difference in customer service we're going to be talking about, and people are just outright rude. And you watch this happen, and you're like, why would they do that? They could get fired. Nobody's firing these days. So we'll keep you posted on what's going on with the oil. A feline workforce. Talk about labor shortage. I don't know how they're getting these felines to work because I can't get my 5 cats to do anything around the house. But apparently they are deputizing these feral felines to tackle a Chicago rat problem. Apparently Chicago has been dealing with a lot of rats. And so cats, I guess, like to chase rats. Now, I mean, my cat, when it was one of the cats, I guess, brought in a mouse, a little field mouse, and then they started to play around with it, and then they were chasing the mouse, so the mouse went into a deeper part of the house that I didn't want the mouse to go into. So I'm like, what the heck are you guys doing? But Chicago's Treehouse Humane Society thinks they found a way to solve two problems at once. They're taking feral cats that are unable to thrive in a home or shelter, put them in the care of local residents and businesses who are looking for a natural solution for cat infestations. Property owners' businesses will feed and care for the feline. The program's called Cats at Work. Huh. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. They'll go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Facebook whistleblower Frances Haugen is accusing her former company of harming children, stoking division, and weakening democracy. Haugen is a former lead product manager who claims Facebook put profits over public safety. Haugen adding the social media giant intentionally hides vital documents from the public and government regulators. Busy day on Capitol Hill as Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is speaking on the Senate floor. The Kentucky Republican senator saying taxes will go up for all Americans if a bipartisan infrastructure bill and budget reconciliation bill are passed.
The Democrats' massive tax hikes would not only hit the wealthy. It never works that way. There's no way to set up the kind of massive, never-ending new entitlements that Democrats want without coming hard, hard after the middle class.
USA Radio News. U.S. Capitol Police responded to a suspicious vehicle outside the Supreme Court on Tuesday. Deputy Police Chief Jason Bell provides more details on the incident.
This morning about 9:30 a.m., a man pulled his SUV up in front of the Supreme Court. It was illegally parked. Our officers had immediately responded. The man refused to talk, made a statement to the effect of time for talking is done.
The man was removed from the vehicle and placed under arrest. No weapons have been found inside the car. Target is offering an extra $2 an hour to employees who work peak days during the holiday season. The big box retailer saying the extra pay will go to workers and service center employees pulling weekend shifts from November 20th to December 19th. Target's starting wage is $15 an hour, but it's sweetening things for holiday workers as retailers struggle to fill jobs. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So why do people not have a problem with cats sleep all the time? I come home, cats, you know, ask for some toothfish, ask for some treats. Like, I'm not giving you guys treats, I just gave you eats and you're overweight. No, leave me alone. And what do they do? Then they go and take a nap. And when they take a nap, they don't just, you know, curl up in a corner and get out of the way. They're like in the middle of the room, right, upside down, legs and arms spread, you know, and we let it happen. You know, in work, you always have a break room. so other people don't see somebody on break, because when they see somebody on break, they work less and they get less motivated. So a break room is usually far away, so when people take their breaks and are having fun and all that, it doesn't distract people working. Well, not my cats. When they go on break, I don't know what the heck they're going on break from, because anytime I've asked them to do something, they don't do it. They're just out in the middle, and it's just cats lying there, you know, and whatever. And then the dog now joins it, too. The dog's supposed to be on patrol, and no, it doesn't happen. But interestingly enough, cats work while they sleep. So we started talking about in the last segment this Cats at Work program, where to deal with the rat problem in Chicago, the Humane Society, Chicago's Treehouse Humane Society, is giving property owners and businesses felines, feral cats, to deal with the rats. And so apparently, one, I mean, the cats could chase them, but the other thing that's really interesting is when a cat is just sitting there lazily or just snoring, they give off these pheromones, and rats detect it. So a rat will come into, I guess, the business, and if it smells that a cat is there, even though the cat has passed out, the rat will leave. So this kind of now explains why cats have the attitudes that they have, because they're like, look, all I have to do is just be, and my being is enough. And I'm like, really? Really? You think you're all that? I guess so. They say more than 1,000 feral cats who might otherwise have been euthanized are participating in the Treehouse program. This has been since 2012. They say since trapping and neutering feral cats, Treehouse Humane Society determines whether or not a feral cat can safely reintegrate into their former colonies. If they can't reintegrate, they get a second chance at life by going to work for community caregivers. Community caregivers have to give them food, water, and shelter. Not a place to go pee-pee house. Yeah, my cats are probably thinking, huh, should I apply? Let me apply. And I'm like, no, because you can't go pee-pee house. You can't sleep on their bed. You're not going to be getting albacore tuna treats like I give you. I mean, I actually give them tuna fish, like not, you know, tuna product. They're actually eating fish. They'll nibble on my salmon when I'm eating it. They have the life. But the cats protect the workplaces. They also conduct reconnaissance and patrol work in Chicago's dark alleyways, and then have sex, because that's what they do. So this Cats at Work is starting to tackle the city's rat problem. And so I don't know if they move the cat. I mean, the rats might then go to a place with no cat. But I guess you'll have to have a mouse trap. But I think it's very, very interesting. Grain is a magnet for rats. So rats like grain, just like cheese. So you have to store grain in a brewery. So many rats come in and take that. So there's traps, things like that, to kill the rats. But if you could have a cat dissuade them, that's great. I'd love to find out ways for cats to work, because my cats have absolutely zero work ethic. Now, speaking of work, Target is going to sweeten the pot and add an extra $2 an hour to anybody who is going to work during the holiday season. So this is interesting. So Target is already at $15 an hour. And over the holiday season, they are going to increase their wage by another $2 an hour. Why? They're having trouble finding people. They're just really hard to find people to work. You would think holiday season, you know, season, just money. But when you have people that haven't been at work for a while, then, you know, to go back and to be on your feet and to deal with the mask mandates and people threatening to shoot you and stab you if they don't want to wear a mask or whatever, I get why a lot of people are kind of hesitant. So Target is going to add another pay bump for team members who work Saturday and Sundays from November 20th to December 19th, Friday, December 24th, and Sunday, December 26th. Hourly supply chain workers will receive the extra pay for a 2-week period that varies depending on building on between October 10th and December 18th. Target is adding more hours for existing associates, flexible hours, and I think also college. We talked about college that they're offering. But Target right now is hiring 100,000 seasonal workers and adding 30,000 supply chain roles. So for those of you looking for money, $17 an hour is kind of nice. A lot more than the $4 an hour I made at Jack in the Box. So I don't know if you've noticed, but current workers that are already holding jobs, I'm noticing a big change in customer service. You know, you'll get maybe an occasional smile, and I don't expect much because they're busy, which is totally fine. And some people are doing awesome. But I am just seeing, I'm walking into places where you're seeing staff just outright complain about the owner, outright complain about their bosses, lack customer service. It's just, everywhere I go, I'm starting to see just, and I'm like, wow, you know, aren't you afraid you could get fired? I don't say that. They're like, you know, you don't really talk crap about your boss, but they don't care because they are going to get fired. Nobody's firing right now. I mean, unless, of course, you don't get a COVID vaccine. If you don't get a COVID vaccine and you're a good worker and you've been there since the pandemic started and you've obviously lived through COVID and you have antibodies, you get fired. But other than that, nobody else is getting fired these days. So I'm just noticing this half-assed, lackadaisical attitude. We spoke about the Nigeria Fowleri infection that killed that kid in a Texas water park. Of the 3 days that kid visited the park, two of the days, the chlorine wasn't checked. How do you not check? Now we're looking at the pipeline issue. But with the pipeline busting in California, an anchor dropped. And it's a company that's had multiple safety, I guess, sanctions, we're being told. Do people just not care? So these people getting jobs, we need to be really, really careful as employers or just, you know, as Americans, because if somebody is getting the job and they're reluctant to get the job and they feel forced to, you know, because unemployment maybe is going to start going away. And their boss goes, all right, you need to do all this checklist, you know, for safety. You need to do this, yeah. Is that employer going to fire him? Or is that employer going to say, look, we just need all hands on deck? So I'm a little nervous about that. Because in order to avoid foodborne illness in restaurants, you need those safety measures. In order to make sure you're getting the proper medication or injection, you need to know that the pharmacist is healthily staffed. Look at how a pharmacist gave an mRNA vaccine to a four-year-old because they thought they were giving a flu shot. You know, I mean, we have people who are overworked, but then you also could be having people that just don't care. Or you have people that are not trained. There's no time to train. When a company is that desperate and doesn't have any workers, are they going to go through the three-month training period? I mean, we've really put ourselves into a very precarious position. Trust me, COVID is a public health crisis. But I think these safety issues that are happening, poor work ethic, is also a public health crisis. Look at how Amazon says, look, I don't think we don't want a drug screen. If marijuana is legal in multiple states, why are we drug screening for marijuana? They have a point. I mean, they have a point if it's not illegal. The problem is if work ethic drops or if somebody comes to work stoned, what happens from a safety standpoint? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY won't go away.
Stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Nice. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So people want to know what's going on with long COVID and these lingering COVID symptoms. What exactly is going on? And we aren't sure. We don't know, is it that the virus lives in the olfactory nerve and that's why people can't smell for a long period of time? Is it that you have circulating antibodies and inflammatory cells that are causing you to have the brain fog and the depression? Is that you have, you know, chronic inflammation in the lungs which causes the prolonged cough? Well, some researchers come out of South Africa, and they think that maybe it's caused by an overload of inflammatory cells trapped inside insoluble microscopic blood clots. That we know COVID causes blood clots. We know COVID causes inflammation, but maybe these little blood clots are sitting there holding these inflammatory cells. It's a thought. Professor Raisya Pretorius, member of the university's Physiological Sciences Department, made the finding with a research team while studying microclots in blood samples of individuals with long COVID. She said, we found high levels of various inflammatory molecules trapped in microclots present in the blood of individuals with long COVID. She said some of the trapped molecules contain clotting proteins like fibrinogen, as well as alpha-2 antiplasmin. Fibrinogen is a protein involved with clot formation. The molecule alpha-2 antiplasmin prevents the breakdown of blood clots. So the body is able to maintain a balance between blood clotting, because obviously you don't want to be bleed to death if you walk into a door. Fibrinolysis, the breakdown of fibrin to prevent blood clots. And so you kind of have this balance of, so you don't just make blood clots, you got to check some balances there. They say, but high levels of alpha-2 antiplasmin are present in the blood of patients infected with COVID-19 and those dealing with long COVID. The body's ability to break down clots is significantly hampered. So then maybe we come up with a medication that is anti-alpha antiplasmin, maybe. The researchers also note a significant discovery that the samples of blood plasma collected from acute COVID and long COVID patients continue to deposit insoluble pellets at the bottom of the tubes and samples. So these are things that aren't getting cleared. And if your body can't clear some of this, then you still have symptoms, I guess. The research team was the first to report finding these microclots in blood samples of COVID patients, helping solve another puzzling component to the disease, according to Fox News. The goal of particular interest is the simultaneous presence of persistent anomalous microclots in a pathological fibrinolytic system, meaning the breaking up of clots is broken, has pathology. So more therapy might need to look at the clotting. I somebody might say, well, what about aspirin? I don't know if aspirin has an effect on that. I'd have to look that up. You got to be careful of aspirin because sometimes the stress of COVID could give you an ulcer, and we don't want you having a GI bleed. So we also know that sometimes COVID could affect your platelets and your clotting factor. So we have to be very, very careful. But it is an interesting study, and it shows that the long COVID is caused by something. And somebody needs to be able to pinpoint what could be the driving inflammatory force. I want to make sure it's not virus that continues to live. And the reason why is we've seen viruses that continue to live to cause cancer, such as hepatitis, such as human papillomavirus, such as HIV. So I want this virus to be gone and dead within 10 days. Sooner if possible. So if there's another reason that could be going on, that's great. The only problem is inflammation can also put you at risk for heart attack, cancer, stroke, things like that. So it's interesting stuff. We'll keep you guys posted. Another interesting report coming out of Fox News as well is Orange County, California, did not have a mask mandate like LA County did. And Orange County is now dealing with the pipeline spill and all that. But Orange County's numbers were less than Los Angeles County. Now, mind you, they don't have as many people, I don't believe. But when they looked per 100,000 people, they say the number of coronavirus cases per 100,000 people sits at 5 in Orange County, while L.A. County has 9 per 100,000. The two counties have identical hospitalization rates per 100,000 people at 6 cases each. The two counties also have similar vaccination rate. So when you look at the difference, the only thing that differs between the two is masks. Now, mind you, these aren't N95 masks. We're not talking about full PPE. We're talking about the crappy face coverings people are using, which, again, have very failed efficacy. People keep saying, oh, no, you know, any mask works. Well, mind you, if you sneeze, it'll block some of the droplets, but these used masks, I was talking to a woman yesterday at a doctor's office, and her mask was visibly stained. I don't know when it was washed last. We aren't washing our masks. So anyway, the data comes that the Delta variant of coronavirus is winding down. A handful of counties implemented indoor face mask policies in response to the variant. L.A. County was the first of the state to issue a mask mandate for all people. But Orange County recommends all residents wear masks indoors. Unvaccinated are required to wear masks indoors, but not everybody per se. San Francisco Gate found that San Diego County, which has a higher vaccination rate than Orange and Los Angeles counties, also had a higher case rate of the coronavirus than two other counties. The hospitalization rate for San Diego, LA, and Orange County were similar. So despite higher vaccination rate, still higher cases. Well, now we know our vaccination rates, our vaccine might wane in its efficacy. So California officials have announced that over the summer, public school students had to wear masks. Governor Newsom announced last week that California would also become the first state in America to require vaccines for all K-12 students, pending full approval by the FDA. Okay, so that's not emergency, but full approval. So the state already requires that students are vaccinated against viruses that cause measles, mumps, rubella. Newsom said there's no reason why we want to do the same for COVID-19. So my concern with masks is if kids aren't concentrating in masks, if kids aren't able to breathe well, for those with asthma, if kids are making themselves more sick because they're not cleaning the masks, then my concern is, are they really helping? Especially if you have other areas that aren't mandating masks. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're slowly getting more and more information as to what's going on at Facebook behind the scenes as Frances Haugen, a quote-unquote whistleblower, leaked internal company investigations to both Wall Street Journal and Congress, has testified before a Senate subcommittee. And so the current hearing is going on, and as we get, more information. Honestly, it's one of those things where we know that big companies are going to be accused of putting profits before people. That was one thing that she the headlines caught. And, she's considered a hero, and I don't really know much about her, but she claimed that Mark Zuckerberg personally made choices that prioritized engagement over safety. And she told Congress Facebook executives regularly chose astronomical profits over people's safety. And so Facebook says that what she's saying is misleading, but it just makes you wonder, with everything that happened yesterday with the whole outage, if there's some relationship. So we'll keep you guys posted as we get more information. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000. $1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.